JazzCast Pros.
You know, there's some things that I can honestly say entrepreneurs really should be activating right now. And I call it activate your survival mode button. And what that means is you have to honestly put yourself in a state of survival mode. That doesn't necessarily have to be a bad thing. So if you Google it, you might not see such good results. You might say, oh, survival mode could be bad. But honestly, if you're a businesswoman, you're a businessman, survival mode can be good actually, because activating survival mode is really going to help you and your business and your family, your household. And even if you have a regular 9-to-5, it's going to help you. Let's break down what survival mode means.
Thank you for tuning in to the Beauty Boss Millionaire podcast with Felicia Fracassi. Her mission is to empower you with short, on-the-go business tips and advice to help you successfully start and run your company like a boss. And now, here's your host, Beauty Boss Millionaire, Felicia Fracassi.
Hey there, and thanks for tuning in to Beauty Boss Millionaire. I'm your host, Felicia Fracassi, and today we're going to go over some things that are really important as we dive into this year, 2023, and really focus on this whole recession and entrepreneurs. And people are having mixed feelings. Should I start a business? Should I also save my 9-to-5? Well, let's get into that so we can focus on really helping you grow. All right, so I was talking with a friend over lunch this weekend, and she's also an entrepreneur, and I'm going to briefly go over what survival mode is. You know, back in the day, Beyonce used to scream, I'm a survivor, I'm not going to give up. She's basically, I'm going to work harder. There was this whole line she had. But my point is that survival mode right now is 100% needed for you to activate. And even if you don't have a business, this is just something good to take in, even if you're working 9-to-5. You have to activate this. Survival mode is you're still going to get up early. You're going to work even harder. You're going to almost pretend as if everything you do is affecting the next thing that you do. Even if you don't know what you're doing, just start somewhere. You're being overly aware of your surroundings. You're saving money. You're basically trying to bring in more money than you're spending out. Because the whole point of this is to what? Survive. You want to be able to survive these rough economic times. A lot of millionaires and billionaires, they're cutting costs. They're trying to figure out where they can save. They literally have laid off hundreds of thousands of workers. And these are big companies that are bringing in billions of dollars. They have these yachts in Miami. They have these yachts all over the world. They have their second and third home in places. And they're also cutting spending. So don't ever feel like, oh, you know, I have to do it differently. No, there's going to be times. There was actually someone I know from one of my companies. And this person is actually it's really high up in my company. And the person said, well, you know, I'm just sad because right now I can't take a vacation with my kids. I can't do anything because we're just worried. We don't even have enough money. And it was like this really sad story about how the kids were asking to go on vacation and how they didn't have enough money because of something they're going through separately outside of the company, like something legally. And it's something that's going to change their life, what they're going through legally, but also they have to pay in the meantime, they have to pay these bills. But I said to this person, you need to sit down and explain to your kids that you are in survival mode. Survival mode is when you're doing everything possible to survive. You're doing everything possible not to get got. You're being more aware. You're looking at other opportunities to make money. You're almost scanning your business to see what you can do to add to the table, how you can be more innovative. Every week I pull reports on each person in my company to see how productive they are, were they worth what we paid out, all these things. So one thing I look for is I had a meeting actually before I even started this podcast on one of my top players that brings in a lot of money to the table, but they're not selling product. They can easily sell product, but they're not selling it because they forget. So it's important that if you have a business, you're selling that product, selling that merch. Finding a product that is recession proof is also very important. And just remaining innovative. You have to constantly be thinking of creative ways, creative ideas. You know, sometimes business people, they can learn other businesses. You don't have to be stuck into one business. That's what I did. Many years ago, I realized that beauty was my thing, but I also trickled into other things like real estate. I trickled into so many other construction. I trickled into product. I trickled into, oh goodness, so many other things. We even took it as far. We even added the med spa part onto it. I was only doing eyebrows and eyelashes back 14 years ago. But my point is that activate survival mode. Activating survival mode is doing everything possible to survive. You're thinking twice, maybe not just going somewhere in a car, wasting gas, maybe calling that place and checking it out first, seeing if they have what you need. A lot of times you have to be smart online. There's so many online ways to figure out things without you having to waste your time and energy, because you're now going into survival mode. You're activating that so you can actually make this thing work. Because most people, they're not going to be in survival mode. You know what? They're going to fail because they're not thinking ahead. They're not planning. They're not planning out their day. They're not even thinking of strategies and ways to make things work. I mean, you have to make things work, and you got to cut costs right now, because right now the world is going to be up in shambles. There's this whole talk about new currency, digital currency, and people coming in here taking our money, banks closing. Let's stay focused on the big picture here, surviving, making it work, and keeping your business afloat. Thanks for tuning in. We're going to get more to this up next on Beauty Boss Millionaire.
Hey, if you like this episode, check out Getting Real with Bossy, where we chat about what it's like to be a woman business owner.
You'll hear interviews with women who are doing what it takes to succeed and the reality of what that looks like.
We cover all the topics, figuring out the rules and regulations, navigating business partnerships,
even if that's your spouse, motherhood while running a business, working within your values,
and all the ups and downs of being the boss.
Are you ready to get real? Pop over to our podcast,
Getting Real with Bossy,